Welcome back to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. Every Sunday, I take time to reflect on the week that has passed and to prepare for the week that is ahead. At the beginning of this year, I made a promise to myself to primarily focus on caring for my mind, my body, and my soul. I use this podcast as a way to check in weekly to hold myself accountable. I hope that in doing so, I'm able to inspire others by sharing my story. I really hope you enjoy this week's episode. Now let's go ahead and get started. So the song of this week is Self-Love by Dreamville. It's just, I think, a perfect song that probably really should be the theme song of this entire podcast. But hello, friends. Welcome back to The Light. It has been 2 months. I took an intentional, purposeful, and much needed break from this podcast to really just take the time to enjoy my summer. And I spent most of my summer working, but at the times when I was not at work, I was out. And the times that I was not out, I was at work. So that's really what most of my summer consisted of. I really thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I learned a lot about myself and about like who I am in the process of figuring it out and turning into the person that I think that I'm supposed to be. I know, super deep for the summertime. But I learned a lot. But the summer is now over. I have been in school, back in school for maybe 3 weeks now. And we are getting back into the groove of things. The students will be moving in like less than 2 weeks. So my life is going to get back to normal. So I figured I would keep up with this. One thing I will say, though, is that I want to change the format of this podcast because I personally get more excited and motivated to do this when I am talking about content specifically related to big overarching lessons that I have learned when being an adult. Now, granted, those lessons don't come all the time, but I think I have enough in me to get us to a certain place. So I'm going to start doing that. So that is like more so like if you listen to my post-grad blues episode, it'll be more of that format, more of like real world chronicles, at least for a minute. Because a lot of my goals, the way I have it set up now, is to talk about a lot of my goals. And I'm super excited to say that most of my goals for this year, even though we are not done, we are more at the latter part of the year, I have overall achieved them. So as I go through the mind, body, and soul, I want to talk about, like, remind and refresh about some of the goals that I've had. And I've really accomplished most of those. So I want to talk about that and be a little bit vulnerable today so we can go ahead and get started with the mind. So for my mind, my goals were pretty simple in this particular area. I had read 12 books, maintain a 4.0 GPA. I didn't even mean to say the actual GPA, but I am not taking that out, so now you know. Challenging myself more in class and being the best at my job here at grad school at Clemson that I can be and really put my best foot forward and put 110% into it. I have done pretty much all of those things except for reading 12 books, but the year is not over yet and it's still time for me to do that. So we'll see. Right now, I think I've read 2. So I have, 10 more to go? Not super attainable, but we'll see. But overall, what I've realized as the year has went on with my mind, I started the year with having these specific goals to stimulate my mind. But what I have learned, and you probably have heard this through listening through a couple of my episodes, I have reframed the mind into creating mental peace for myself, because I think that a lot of the mind and being stimulated is just being able to check my mind, allow myself to really get in tune and in touch with my thoughts. And that has been something I've struggled with for a long time. And it is something that I have been really, specifically this summer, really, really working on. And so Yeah. So the mind, what I've been learning how to do is how to not overthink every little thing. So anybody that really knows me, and I could probably count on my hand, I can even say like three people at the max really know me in this way, in the sense of like I overthink everything. I worry a lot, even though some people that know me may say I'm really laid back and chill, which I am or can be, but I am always in a, not a constant state of worry, but I worry a lot and I overthink and overanalyze a lot of things. And what I've learned this summer in particular is that I cannot control everything, and it is okay that I cannot control everything. But in accepting that I don't have control means that sometimes things are going to happen in ways that I don't expect, anticipate, or want, and that is okay. So coming at peace with that has been a major thing for me to keep me mentally, organized, should I say. Now, thinking more in the traditional sense of organization, coming back to school, one thing I like about academia in particular and working in academia is that we work on the pace of students. So when students get breaks, even if I am working, it is a different type of work in the summertime. It is a different type of work during breaks, kind of a mental break, which I love. But I also love being able to have the opportunity to start back over in the fall, start back over in January when the students come back. So that's where I've been at reorganizing my life. Coming back to school, coming back to my own place has been a blessing. Love my parents, I do. But being in my own space, having my own rules, own expectations, doing the dishes when I feel like doing them, doing my laundry and putting my laundry when I want, where I want to put it and when, has been so freeing. So reorganizing my life and really preparing to graduate, because in about 9 months, I will be graduating from graduate school and starting my life again officially into my career in higher education. That is the plan. So getting organized for that, getting ready for the job search, and getting prepared for that is probably what I will be mainly focused on in this area in particular, and getting my mind ready for that. But overall, the mind has evolved in the way that I think about my mind, in the way that I do some self-care for my mind and different practices. But overall, we are working, and I've still, in changing my philosophy, have achieved my goals, at least so far. We are 8 months in it, so we'll see how I continue to do. I'm going to do another, even though I'm changing the format of the show as it stands, I'm going to do a check-in at the end of the year of like where I actually ended up in my goals. But speaking of goals, let's move on into the body, because this right here is the area that I'm the most proud of. And if you've heard or listened to my podcast like way back in the day, the body is an area that I have always struggled in, at least with achieving my goals. But so far, I'm going to tell you what my goals were. And so far, I have achieved them. But I think the trick is going to be maintaining what I have achieved so far. So far, what I have done, or what my goals were at the beginning of this year, is to clear up my face, free it, rid it of acne, or at least minimize the acne on my face, because it was really bad, especially like in December when I wrote these goals. Grow my hair out and to make sure that it is healthy and flourishing. Create a consistent workout plan, specifically focusing on cardio, strength, and flexibility. Join Orange Theory and put overall more effort into my appearance. So I want to point out, and I was very intentional about this, my goal this year was not necessarily, at least in December, was not necessarily to lose weight. I did not see that as a factor of me being healthy. I just wanted to be overall more healthy and really just take more like time into how I look. However, back in like April, I noticed that I was gaining weight and a lot of my clothes were no longer fitting. So I put myself on a mission that I have documented on this show to lose weight, to eat better, and to change my diet really more so than exercise. And really, I just cut my calories It has been hard to keep this regimen up, though. I will be honest. At school, there's a lot of socials. People like, I drink more when I'm at school. I don't have a mom who is cooking for me every night. So being at school is going to be a challenge. It has already served a challenge, I'm sure. I think I've gained like a pound or two, but since April, I lost about, I'm gonna be modest and say I lost between like 15 and 17 pounds. And I was really, really proud of that. And I did it pretty effortlessly. And just making minor changes to my diet, or what at least is what minor, what's minor for me. So I don't drink anything really except for water and alcohol. But most days, water is what I'm primarily, predominantly drinking, and lots of it. I don't really snack. I'm guilty right now because I just had a bag of popcorn, but I typically don't snack. But when I do, I found fruits to be a good snack for me. And I've also found healthier options of snacks. And even if they're not healthy, I've learned to eat snacks in moderation. So I still eat my Twizzlers, eat popcorn. Popcorn is something I cannot do in moderation. We're working on it. And I eat chocolate. Those are my things that I have to have. And I'm learning still, and I'm evolving still. But that's what I did. Lost 20 pounds. Super proud of that. And really just focus on keeping that down. I feel great. Not at this moment. I ate a lot today. But typically, ordinarily, especially when I was at home before I came back, I felt great. I felt fit. People have started to notice it. And so I want to keep that up. I love my body even when I was about 15, 17 pounds heavier. But I just want to be a little bit more comfortable and free to move around. My face is clear. Proactive is a blessing. Extra strength, using it twice a day, using the mask, the defining mask, three times a week has tremendously helped me. And so I still have my acne, but the scars are minimal. And it's not like I don't have the pizza face thing that I had going on back in November. And it just makes me feel better. When I put on makeup, it's just smoother. And even now, I don't. There was a point in my life, specifically like the end of last year, right when I did these goals, where I could not even not wear makeup because my acne was so bad when I did not wear makeup. But my makeup didn't cover it completely, but it was at least better. Now I'm completely comfortable to walk out the house with no makeup and still feel like I look decent. My hair is growing and flourishing. I have learned how to define my curls. I've created a regimen. I have invested in hair care products to help me define my curls and to help me keep my regimen. And I'm expecting that to just keep growing. I don't think I have to do much there. And I overall just feel good. And just trying to stay fit while I'm here at school, that's going to be a challenge for me. So working through that, but overall, that is what's going on with my body. Super, super happy, and it feels even better to share that with you. Now, going into the soul. So I changed kind of the format, too, of what the soul was. Kind of more so lessons or things that stuck out to me in between weeks, but it's been 2 months. So I will just do what I've learned. So I've learned three major things this summer. I've learned a lot of things. A lot has happened to me, to keep it short and simple, this summer. So this summer, for the first time in a long time, I've decided to be a little bit more intentional in dating. So I've been dating a lot. That's part of why I was so busy dating. Summer is now over, though, and I'm back in school. So that has slowed down tremendously. But I've done that and learned a lot about myself in that. I also lost a cousin this year, a pretty close cousin to me. People describe sometimes, like specifically around like Thanksgiving, that cousin that like at Thanksgiving or like Christmas dinners that you look for, like the cool cousin. That is kind of, or not kind of, that is what I lost this summer, and it has affected me in ways that I don't think I could have ever imagined. So dealing with that, navigating that, watching my family deal with that, watching my family navigate that has been, I can say, quite a challenge for me. And it happened, she passed July 9th. So literally, like, I was due back to come to school that Sunday of, like, July 13th or 14th. And so that got delayed. But anyway, It happened right before I came to school. So navigating that, navigating my feelings through that, and coping with that has served as a challenge for this summer. But overarching things that I pulled away, big lessons that I have learned. Number one, and my mom told me this at the beginning of the summer when I was kind of dealing with things professionally, and I think it applies to all aspects of my life, is to one, accept who I am, but also when accepting that, accept that people may misunderstand that. And I had a whole, I think I did this for a segment at the beginning of the summer. It really rings true. And even looking and dating, it rings true being who I am and not conforming for anybody, not changing who I am to appease or to be more attractive or to be more appealing to anybody, just being who I am. And kind of accepting that people are going to misunderstand that, and understanding that in accepting that people may misunderstand that, it means accepting that because of who I am, I might lose some people. And that is cool. And I have this summer, I have lost some people, and it is cool. And dealing with it, and there's sometimes it's not cool. And it's cool that it's not cool sometimes too. Giving myself opportunities to grieve and process certain things are okay. So that's lesson number one. Accept who I am, and also accept that people will sometimes misunderstand me. Lesson number one. Lesson number two, I talked about dating. Dating overall is terrible, but it when it is good, it is really, really good. Like when it is good, when there is a connection, it is really, really good. But the overarching process, at least for me, personally speaking, is terrible because it's just a role. It's a lot of uncertainty. And I told you earlier, I like to be in control of stuff. And in dating, I am almost always never in control, really, at least directly. And so that's lesson number two. So it's been a hot girl summer, but I am retiring that. That is really exhausting. So I'm done. But I've enjoyed it while it lasted. And then three, kind of tying both of those together, understanding that what is for me will be for me. Something I've heard my entire life, something that has been preached through my parents, through school, through friends, through media, just hearing it over and over again, but really knowing that what's for me is meant for me. So whether that be a job, whether that be a boyfriend, whether that be an opportunity, anything, what is supposed to happen is going to eventually happen. Hard concept, I can't think about it too hard, but at the surface, what is meant for me is going to be for me. Once I really get that, certain things just stop affecting me. I have more of an it is what it is person perception of the world, and I just stop worrying about every little thing. And I think what that also has helped me do, specifically this summer, and I think this one in particular kind of ties into dating, it's allowed me to enjoy the present moment. So I don't worry about the future as much, or like what will come of this date in this example, what will come from this. I don't too much focus on that. I enjoy it in the moment, and whatever happens is what happens, and it's cool, and I'm good with that. But I've been able to enjoy myself a little bit more. And I've applied that to all different aspects of my life with jobs. What job opportunity when I graduate is meant for me is going to be the one that I get. It's going to be the opportunity that is presented to me, or the opportunity that I end up at. That's what's going to be meant for me. And also in that, understanding that just what's meant for you right now is not what's meant for you forever. I think that's the bigger piece. There's sometimes where things are meant for you for this year, but it doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. But it's meant for you right now. And it's okay that things are not meant for you forever. Everything is not meant to last, and that is cool. But overall, it's been an amazing summer. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion for inspiring me. I've gotten into several discussions and arguments and lost some people over Hot Girl Summer. But all in all, the whole overarching theme, and I think the deeper meaning of what it means to exude confidence, live your best life, and be unapologetic about who you are, because I think that's what it really means, has done wonders for me. I've enjoyed myself. I've traveled, went to New Orleans for Essence Fest, just really balled out, had fun, great time. I got yeah, just a lot of big things are in store for me. Close friends are starting their lives, starting families, all types of stuff. Lots of big things are popping here at the end of 2019, and I am just here enjoying the ride. I know this episode is probably a little bit longer than usual, but I appreciate you. I'm going to keep content coming as much as I possibly can, especially in the way that I'm switching how I deliver content. But if you've listened to this one, as always, I appreciate you. You are a real one, and I'm going to go ahead and sign out, and we will catch you next time.